man suffered blood clots as a result of getting the Pfizer vaccine.
A Central Coast woman has died after receiving a COVID vaccine.
A woman from New South Wales has died after taking the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Australians are being urged not to jump to conclusions over the death of a woman from blood clots after receiving the COVID vaccine.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration is calling for calm following the deaths of two people in our state who received the COVID
Medical
vaccine.
Medical experts confirming the death.
The player has suffered from the side effect after receiving his first dose of the Pfizer vaccination. He was sent to hospital and diagnosed with pericarditis. Cardiologists have ordered him not to exercise.
There's a ward filled with people with similar symptoms in Adelaide to Ollie Wine. So nausea, heart issues. So there has to be something more to it.
I think a lot of athletes have got these issues.
And are you, Brownie, referring to the booster shots?
Oh, the booster shots.
Contract
on the
COVID.
Yeah.
Star Cam Bairstow has revealed that he was rushed to hospital mid-game last Friday due to a heart scare.
Bairstow's heartbeat became irregular after he was...
Thank you.
teenage daughter fell ill after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Faith Ranson has been in and out of hospital and suffers almost daily tics after experiencing what a leading doctor admits was an adverse reaction to the vaccine.
From a happy and healthy teenage girl to this.
Is engaged in the largest clinical trial, the largest global vaccination trial ever.
Go out there and get their boosters. Go and get those boosters, and particularly for those who are elderly in our population, you were the first to get the jabs. And now it's important that you're the first to go.
Until we get the vaccination rates up and until we fix national quarantine, we'll continue to have announcements like we've had this morning with further restrictions on people's activity.
It's certainly helping to protect your immediate family.
Anyone who interacts with each other will be completely vaccinated. Only those who are vaccinated will be able to enjoy the freedom that beat brings. I wouldn't want to be in the room with lots of people who aren't vaccinated.
I really urge people not to listen to the anti-vaxxers. It's proven itself to be safe and effective.
And you haven't had your full three, put it bluntly, you're crazy.
Do you really want to be one of those 250,000 people holding us back by not taking the next big leap and getting yourself vaccinated? The time for hesitation or procrastination is over.
A range of restrictions that are lifted for the fully vaccinated right across Queensland. Only the vaccinated will be allowed to visit our hospitals.
If we get a Delta outbreak here, we'll all be in lockdown and no businesses will be operating. Do you want that? Do you want that?
Quarantine facility that you announced that will be built, I think, what, in the middle of next year? Do you still need that?
I think regional quarantine facilities are going to be needed into the future. We'll also need it for unvaccinated people.
This is your last opportunity. This is your last chance to get vaccinated.
absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated and we open everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate that. You get to participate in that if you are vaccinated. To protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be.
If there's people that don't want this mandatory vaccine, how do we manage
well,
this?
Well, then they won't be going to work.
We've also got to consider flu and other viruses which we've been free of for the last 2 years.
The vaccines we have available are safe and effective.
Whenever we leave our house, that anyone with us, anyone we come into contact with, could convey the virus. So whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, whilst you're at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation.
The way out of lockdowns and restrictions is vaccinations, because there is nothing else on the table. Let's be honest about that. That is the way it is, and we do that to keep people safe. How about that?
If you are anti-mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is. If you support, champion, give a green light, give comfort to, support anybody who argues against the vaccine, you are an anti-vaxxer, absolutely. Your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant. And if you are out there in any way, shape or form campaigning against this mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. If you say pro-persuasion, stuff it, shove it. We are absolutely going to make sure as many Territorians as possible are vaccinated.
These teams are not just knocking on doors anymore. They're actually carrying eskies and vaccinating at the door. They're seeing how many people in that household, and they're vaccinating everyone who's eligible in that home while they knock on that door.
I mean, you know, apart from grabbing people, holding them down and vaccinating them, there's not much more we can do.
I'll make sure that everybody gets a dose by Christmas.